your transmission.
Hello and welcome adventurers to Dungeon Radio Hour, an actual play improv comedy podcast where 75% of us can successfully say the word
linoleum.
Oh god, it's gone down. Lincolnberry.
Oscar award-winning actress Laura Linney. How is that so hard?
Yes.
As always, I'm your host and game master, Dalton Ruscher Riddle, joined by my merry band of would-be heroes. Introduce yourself, heroes.
I'm Michael Adair.
And I'm Alyssa Adair.
And I'm Andrew Gerline.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Dalton.
How's it going?
Oh, my God. Hi.
It's pretty good.
Oh, man.
Friday
it's
night.
So good.
It is Friday
yes.
night.
What?
And I'm here with my acquaintances.
Aww.
That's the strongest you've ever referred to us as. That's
you're
really
welcome.
Heartwarming.
You're welcome.
I like that.
My resolution for 23 was to be more
charitable,
loving.
Oh, so you did have a resolution?
No, you. If you listen a couple episodes back, you know I think resolutions are shit.
but we caught
that
you.
That being said, that kind of leads us into our intro topic for today. What is your most controversial non-religious non-political opinion?
Oh god.
God.
Giving us so many stipulations.
I'm getting my boxing gloves on.
Controversy.
I don't know. We might lose followers with this. Like, are you really gonna
I hope we do. I'll start. Here we go. Ready?
Hit us with it, dude.
Bill Murray's boring and I don't like him.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You know what? He's like plain potato chips. He is plain tortilla chips without a dip. He's just a guy, right?
Why? No. Defend your position. Why?
Because he's, I don't know. He's just unremarkable. His characters are generally all the same. Straight guy, which is, you know, you got to play a straight man, right? You get pigeonholed in those.
No, he's not a straight man. He's an asshole. He's an asshole with like a dry wit who's sarcastic to everybody.
Sarcastic.
That's different.
In every role, right?
Yeah, but that's not the straight man.
But either way, he's playing the same thing in every role, and he's not in his movies. There's always characters that are funnier than him.
I don't know.
So
about that.
I think maybe he's overshadowed by them. I don't know. I've never his acting, his comedic timing has never been any on any tier above any other actors that I could think
of. Wow. So you hate Ghostbusters.
What does he bring that you guys love?
The thing that I described, I like his takes. I like the dry sarcasm. I don't think especially comedic actors are largely personality stars, right? So you have your different kinds of actors and stars. They're the people who have like a bunch of range. They can play a bunch of different characters, usually with a bunch of fucking prosthetics and the help of that. That kind of suspends your disbelief more. It's not all acting ability, but anyway. But, you know, like, and then there are your personality stars. They get hired to do their thing.
The Jennifer Anistons.
Sure, I guess that's an example. Also, the Paul Rudds of the world.
What?
I'm just saying, Jennifer Aniston does the one thing.
Seth Rogen basically does the one thing.
But it's never a good thing.
There
to
are
me.
A lot that do just the one thing.
You're naming people that I don't consider, they're great. I love Paul Rudd, and he's probably the best actor of the people you named. But to me, that's not a selling point that you always do the same thing. You know what I mean?
No, it's not. I'm making a larger point.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is we love those people. I listed some examples that people love. Seth Rogen, Paul Rudd. I could go on. You can think of some. There are people who basically do the same thing in every role, but they do it really well, and we still show up to the theaters. Mm-hmm. The Rock, is he really stretching in these roles? No, he's The Rock. Sometimes we put him in like a fucking latex suit with a lightning bolt on it, but he's still The Rock.
And I
okay,
don't like
at the
Rock.
End of the day. That's fine.
I like some
but
of his
I'm
movies, but
with,
I don't like
hey,
The Rock.
Hey,
this is controversial.
Fucking thing.
Yeah,
so
finish your
thing.
Finish your thing.
We still love those people, right? Because we fell in love with them. Doesn't mean they're bad actors. They're really good actors at doing, like, their thing. And sometimes you need to stay in your lane. When you diverge from the lane, that's when shit gets wonky and you start making bad movies, right? And we can think of some examples. I'm not going to say any. We can think of some. Okay, so I think Bill Murray's great. He's good at doing his thing. And that's the dry wit. That's being an asshole a lot of the time. He's sarcastic. It, basically an older male version of Aubrey Plaza that did a lot of coke in the 70s and 80s.
Right, but his wit is the writer's wit.
God bless the Garfield movies.
His wit is the wit of the writers who write his lines. So his delivery is just dry. It's not his own wit, right? He's dry, and he does the same thing. That's why I don't like him.
I think that but you can't take an actor's performance away from them just because they have writers. Every actor has writers.
Sure, but if he does the same thing every time, like a plain bag of Lay's, and it tastes, and it's great. Sometimes you want potato chips. They serve the same purpose every time you open a bag. But there's no variety. Whereas like someone like Christian Bale is a chameleon. You can't even recognize him. He has a completely different look and voice for every role he does. So that's my argument. That's my controversial.
Bill Murray should be more like Christian Bale. If Christian Bale had been in Ghostbusters, it would have been a success.
See, I don't like Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Another pick.
Wow.
Groundhog Day is okay. That's like the one movie I like. That I genuinely, I'm like, that's good. But it's not because of him.
Well.
It's because it's a good movie.
Wow.
It's classic.
Here's the thing. I had never thought about this until, Andrew, you just brought it up. But guys, I don't disagree with him.
Oh my God, for once, someone's on my side?
How dare you?
I'm going to screenshot this session.
I don't disagree with
you. Yeah, I got to say, guys, you're going to eat shit on the internet.
Good. That's what we want. Engagement on our posts.
You are in the
minority. I also
hate
Cerean McKellen. I'm kidding. That man is a gem.
I will hand it to you. Yeah, he definitely plays the same type of character, but I am very much of the opinion of Mike. There are two kinds of actors in Hollywood, ones that get pigeonholed and do kind of the same thing again and again and again, and then others like Christian Bale who morph to the roles. I think both are valid. I used to be of the opinion only a good actor can change and morph. But you know what? Sometimes if you do that one thing really well, more power to you. Yeah. I still think you're good. I'll still enjoy it. I'll still go see your movies. And it, like you said, especially comedians, I think especially kind of fall into those one thing. Not always, but it's just more likely really that they'll have their thing. Like Adam Sandler has his thing.
What you're saying is like
Adam Sandler.
Have you seen Uncut Gems? Go ahead, Mike.
That's true. Finally, he's expanded. And just like Jim Carrey, finally got a chance to expand. But in their early stuff, they fell into the exact same roles. But yeah. I'd hard disagree. I think a lot of his movies are classic Bill Murray's, and he's just a little gem. But you know what? That's done. Who wants to give their next opinion for us to argue about?
Well, Alyssa, you're already talking, so might as well just keep it going.
All right. And I know I'm going to get flack for this, and I will respect people who disagree with me, but I think concerts are overrated.
Interesting.
As a concept.
Absolutely agreed.
Elaborate.
Just in general, I've gone to a handful of concerts, and I just end up getting bored. I don't want to listen to 20 songs in a row by the same artist. Some artists I think I can last that long, but the ones I've gone to see, at least, it's just so much of the same. Like I enjoy more of the fact that they had the opener and getting to listen to them than the actual person I came to see. Like I said, it's just because it'll just be their song and then basically their same song and then basically their same song. And it's just again and again and again and again for 3 straight hours. And I just get so bored by the end of it. I want something else happening.
I agree and I disagree. And the more I think about it, the more I will say I like the idea and the concept of a concert. Like, I love the thought of going, the atmosphere, the camaraderie. I will say, so Cody and I went to go see Dua Lipa last year at some point when she was in Charlotte. We were so excited. We pre-gamed. We went with friends, all this stuff. We listened to 2 songs. And then we were like, you ready to go? Let's go ahead and get out of here. And it's not because she put on a bad show, because it was a phenomenal performance. But Alyssa, like you said, we were over it at that point.
Yes.
So I do. I get it. I understand where you're coming from.
You should go to a festival is more your speed.
Yeah. I love festivals. I've gone to festivals and I love them. Give me like 3 songs and then move on to the next band. Great.
We need a Spotify playlist, but like a live concert where they're on like a turntable. Every song is a new band and they just rotate.
I was about to say, Alyssa literally wants to shuffle her concert.
Yeah.
Like she would
do. And I feel like I am going to get flack for that. They'll be like, oh, this millennial girl, like her attention span is so short. She just can't handle it.
It's valid for 2 reasons. Because crowds suck. But yes. The concert, when you listen to it in person, the sound sucks. Like, the quality is not good. It's just blasting in your ears. There's bass. Your ears hurt. you're not hearing all the little notes you do when you have your headphones in, and it's like a studio quality, right?
And it also depends upon if the performer is actually good in a live performance versus how they sound on track. And
that's why I was trying to clarify. There are a couple artists that I will say they probably do it. They do a good concert because they're changing things up. They're having dance numbers. They're actually good live. They know how to just to actually make it a show, to make it a
Blue Man
spectacle.
Group. Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect example.
Favorite.
Every
favorite
band should
band.
Be like Blue Man Group.
Not what every we're saying. But yeah, sure.
If you're willing to do that, then yeah, go for it. But yeah, otherwise, if you're just going to stand there and do the exact same thing for 3 hours straight, yeah, boring. I'm going to be bored after three songs. I'm going to want to leave before the crowds leave so I'm not stuck in the parking lot for hours. 100%.
So to all of our musical artists that listen to our show, Alyssa doesn't want to come see your concert. So...
I don't want to go.
Those tickets that you thought about sending us, just don't do it.
I think a lot of people go to concerts not for themselves, but so they can post about it. You know what I mean?
Ooh,
and
yeah,
people
well, yeah.
who,
hot take.
Who record a live show
the entire
as if it's
set.
Gonna, and it just sounds like...
Yep.
And you can't hear shit.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Or you record the fireworks, same thing. Just enjoy things, folks.
Yeah, that should be a rule. Like, if you're going to a concert or just any kind of event... 30 seconds max to share onto your story. No one wants to watch 10 full minutes of
that's
right.
true.
Of anything
nobody really gives a shit.
Right. Take a picture for
but
your memory.
Also, people just go to do drugs. That's what concerts are mostly for.
Sure.
Just get fucked up and just fuck the night up.
That's true. I've never been to a concert on drugs. Maybe that's what I'm missing.
Maybe that's what it is.
Wait a second. Dalton, you have not gone yet, right?
I haven't gone yet.
Okay.
I
am curious.
Watch his be the most controversial of all.
Well, here's the thing. I feel... like, we started off on such a high, like, mine is just going to drag us down into the depths of, like...
Hey, let's go to the depths, dude.
Like, sadness and seriousness.
We're in the swamp of sadness today.
Okay, here we go. Ketchup should never be warm.
Fuck you! No, I'm kidding.
Mike, why is your shirt off?
I don't know, dude.
He's ready to wrestle.
I have a knife in my hand. I don't know where
he's ready
from.
To fight.
So, yeah, you mean, like, on the plate, on the sandwich?
On the plate, on the sandwich, ketchup should never be warm. It should never be warm on a burger or on a hot dog.
But it's naturally going to get warm from the food.
No, don't.
No.
I think here's what Dalton is saying. You get a burger. It's hot, right?
Right.
Cold mayonnaise, cold ketchup, lettuce, tomato on one side. Boom, put it together right as it gets to the table.
Exactly.
Now you got a burger.
Exactly.
That's just unreasonable for the poor workers.
It's not unreasonable.
Don't make me a burger and put ketchup on top of it, slap a bun on it, and then serve it to me 20 minutes later. I don't want that shit.
I'll take it. I don't care. I'll take a burger with hot ketchup. But yeah, that's like serving a burger with hot lettuce or hot tomatoes, right? It's gross.
Right.
Take
both
of those things off and only eat meat and cheese like a real person.
I think I'm to the point where... I just don't care a lot about what happens to me or my body anymore.
So you're like, just now
to
that point?
Level of depression.
You're just now arriving there. Are you sure?
No, I've been there for a while.
I think we've been there.
Mike, you swallowed a penny on a dare.
Yeah, but that was a dare. I looked cool after I did it.
Are you sure?
And the ketchup he put on it as a lubricant was cold. It was straight from the fridge.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and those third graders really thought you were cool, man.
I was so cool.
Yeah.
And when I did have to leave the school after that, but I was the coolest guy leaving that school by the police. anyway, I kind of agree. I kind of agree with Dalton here. I like cold ketchup on a burger. I would prefer that, but... it has to be just the right, I'm a picky bitch. It can't cool down the hot shit. This is why the McDLT existed. Remember the McDLT?
No.
We probably weren't alive when it was invented. The McDLT, it was a thing in like the late 80s, early 90s.
You're
like,
saying D as in dog?
McDLT, yes. So you had your like double cheeseburger, and then you had your lettuce and tomato. And they came in two separate cartons. So the hot shit was in like one side of the carton and the cold shit was on the other side of the carton, and then it had a lid. And then you assembled your burger in your car.
It's like self-checkout for a burger. That's worse than anything I've ever heard.
You really just had to do this. And then you ate a burger. And for the audience that's just listening, which is all of you, I clapped my hands together. I folded a burger together. Mime, space work, we know it all. We're classically trained.
My
here on the
burgers
podcast.
Should be clapped. Pre-clapped. That's why I pay the big bucks.
Pre-clapped burgers.
You don't pay big bucks for anything.
I think that this is just not worth the controversy at all. If I have slightly warm ketchup on my burger, I'm going to eat it. It's fine.
You have no respect
because
for
you're gross and disgusting.
I will admit, though, that like cold ketchup with fries, like there is a taste difference. Yeah, it tastes better. So I do get what you're saying. I just also don't care enough.
Let Dalton live his life.
Don't bring me your warm, congealed tomato paste. I don't want it. I want cold.
Cold ketchup. Dalton wants dino-shaped nuggets. Dalton wants macaroni and cheese, also dino-shaped.
There's some fan out there whose special way of eating their french fries is they just microwave a little bowl of ketchup for like a minute and a half. Gets all sticky. Oh, yeah.
What are you doing, making poor man's tomato soup? Please.
It like congeals even more, becomes a solid.
Ketchup on spaghetti.
Ew.
No.
People do this.
I know.
Ketchup on eggs.
People do a lot of... People also murder each other.
That's the thing. Ketchup does not belong on eggs.
I get that more than ketchup on spaghetti. Ugh.
It doesn't make sense.
If you do this, write us, and we're going to make fun of you. Make fun of you. Share us your favorite ketchup-based spaghetti recipe, and maybe we'll talk about it next episode.
Maybe. Probably not,
though. We'll berate you.
Last time on Dungeon Radio Hour.
Where did Arnold go?
You spot a large uprooted tree, and there's a faint glow coming from inside that hollowed out tree.
The power that keeps us here is a powerful and old hag of the swamp. Her husband, a powerful knight in his own right, tried to stop her.
And she takes that knife and she traces the jawline on Andrew's head.
Wait, so that was... I touched my jaw. Is my jaw there?
Your jaw is still there.
That's what it is. She's messing with us. Arnold is important to her, so we have to go find him.
All right, are we ready? Okay, so...
Ready?
Sorry, I've been eating sweet tarts. I'm a little hopped up on sugar.
Yeah. I've noticed.
That checks out. It's okay, Dalton.
Shut up!
Dalton is keeping it in tight.
Okay, so quick recap of what happened last time. You went into the woods. Not the woods. You went into the swamp. You made friends with a salamander named Tony who got into beef with a crocodile named Anita. You met this large, blue, muscular creature that let you sleep in his tree for the night. It's very nice of him. You all had the same very vivid nightmare in which Andrew's jaw was cut from the rest of his body. However, when he woke up, his jaw was still intact. And the last thing that happened is Anita swam by, ate Tony. And it is the next morning. You guys have spent a full day and night in the swamp.
And I'm starting to smell like it.
So we saw him.
Yeah,
get eaten.
The last thing that happened was Anita ate Tony.
So much for the salamander army that you... That was a beautiful speech, Mike. I want to say that. And I felt roused, and I felt...
We could still rally a salamander army.
Did Anita really have to do that? Was their beef that bad?
Their beef was bad. I don't know the full extent of it, but it sounded pretty bad.
She murdered him in front of us, by the way.
I'm Team Anita, if nothing else, just because she's the only one left.
I don't think Anita's going to help us, Alyssa.
We might want to switch sides. I mean, that was rough. I don't want to be on Anita's bad side.
Here's my thing. Why are we allying with any lizard or amphibian? We know there's a witch
here. We need
all
the help we can get.
They're not going to help us. They are animals and creatures. And...
Can I ask you, how many salamanders did we have before? Zero. And I'll admit we're back to square one. We're back to zero. But for a brief moment, we had an ally. And didn't that feel good? I don't know what he could have contributed, but...
Something.
Something. Mm-hmm. Company, maybe.
Well, now our actual greatest ally is in trouble, could be dead, or whatever parrots do when they're hurt. I don't know, guys. But I think we got to go and just
that's right.
Do it ourselves, you know?
I touch my butt where my little rainbow pin is, and I use it to cast a message to Arnold to see if he's still alive. Buddy? Arnold, buddy, can you hear me? Are you okay?
Will you tell him I say hi?
Arnold, Andrew says hi.
How many words
really
can you get in this
you?
Thing? Is it like a tweet? Like, we have to get so many characters.
It's 150 characters or less.
I think I did hit my word max right there.
Oh, shit.
If Hodor responds, is he going to respond in a man voice? Or I mean, that is his brain, right? He has the brain of a man.
I don't think he has a brain of a man inside that bird skull.
He has the mind of a man.
Sure.
The soul of a man.
The soul of a human?
Mm.
One would say.
There is no response.
Okay. He's dead.
Or he could be on the other line.
And it was fun. And this was free. You can have fun for free these days. There's still free things to do out there.
Go I know he swamp. Might be dead, but we have to at least check. I say, okay, here's the plan. Here's what I think we should do. We have no army. We have no allies. Mm-hmm. I say we sneak over to where she is. And instead of fighting her on her turf, right, we lure her out. And then maybe we can sneak in and find Arnold, and we don't have to actually fight her. I don't know. I just don't want to risk our lives.
I love that. I am very done risking my life. Yes. I love the sneak plan.
You've died
sneak?
A lot. Yeah, sneaky sneak.
So, I'm pretty good at sneaking. Too many. I can sneak.
Listen, these fingies can fire.
Sneak?
Sneaky sneak?
These fingies can fire. I say we get some range, and we blast this bitch, right, from a distance.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I love, and by the way, can I say?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. The thing where the fire comes out, that's pretty fucking cool.
I think so.
Can we acknowledge this?
I'm so proud of you. You got magic now.
I mean, it feels good. You know, it feels
To be fair, Andrew's had magic.
I just haven't discovered it.
That's true.
I have good berries. I know I can make berries. I can make fire.
You can make a pie. And you can heat up the pie.
Oh my god, no more cold pies for us, guys.
Dude.
But we don't have time for pie. We have to...
Let's go.
Dalton, which direction was he... Was Scourge?
Sturge.
Sturge. Which way was Sturge pointing us last night?
He pointed you in a westerly direction. Yes. Are you all trudging into the swamp?
Yes.
We're trudging into the swamp.
Do you guys want to trudge, or do you want... Is there any other path around that we can see?
There is no path. All laid out in front of you is just... bog and swamp, and there's no clear discernible path in any direction.
Mucky.
Well, guys, we can either go through the muck, or I look up, we can go through the canopy like George of the Jungle and swing our way to freedom.
I do not have that kind of arm strength.
I agree. It was a terrible idea. I'm sorry. I wasted our time.
Okay, we won't do it.
Okay.
But I had the physical capability of doing it.
I believe that.
I want everybody to know.
And Mike just wants everyone to know
But we'll never know.
Okay, as you guys trek out of Sturge's tree and make your way into the bog, before you get too far, Andrew, there is something that catches your eye, sparkling almost, almost glinting in the sunlight that is breaking through the trees.
What? I squint and I look. What is it?
It's a Chase Sapphire rewards card.
You approach the tree where this glittering object is coming from, and you find a carved knife made of bone that is dripping scarlet. It is covered in blood, and you immediately recognize it from your dream.
That's so cool. Oh, that's scary.
I put my hand up to my jaw, and I feel like almost a twinge of, like, pain. And I'm like, ah!
You do. It's like a phantom pain.
Guys, this is crazy. I'm having, like, some weird deja vu. This sounds crazy. But this dagger, and I go to pull it out of the tree. This is the dagger that was literally in my dream.
Andrew, don't touch that!
I already
dude, that's a murder weapon, maybe. It's got blood on it. Your fingerprints could be on it. Oh, my God,
I don't care. I'll take the fall, man. We're in the swamp. There's no police station nearby.
Have you ever seen NCIS?
There's no swamp police.
No, and I'm glad.
Okay, all right. What about the dagger?
I examine it a little closer. Are there any other marks or etchings on it?
There are no discernible marks upon this knife at all, only that it is carved from bone. And there are no, like, hesitation marks in it whatsoever. It looks like it was done with a very masterful hand when this carving was made from this bone to make this knife.
Okay. Using sort of my outdoorsy survival skills, this is gross, but I kind of want to take a little, just a little finger on the blood and just dab it.
Uh-huh.
Just to taste, if I can taste what kind of creature's blood this is.
Oh my god.
Give me a let's roll for hardcore. Survival.
Survival?
Mm-hmm.
19 plus 6. 25.
It's human.
Guys, I this is disgusting. I know for a fact this is human because this tastes like the meat flesh I ate from those goblins.
Callback.
This is human blood.
No one wanted that callback.
No, you can't keep.
Do you
doing
guys want
this,
to taste it?
No, dude. Stop trying to sell us on blood and flesh.
Can I tell you something? It tastes pretty good.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't, though.
I don't want to be the only one. Come on.
I've tasted blood before, dude.
Bro, Mike, bro, I bat my eyelashes at you, bro.
Oh,
you love me, right,
when
bro?
You do your, when
brother?
You do the cute eyelash thing.
Mike, no.
Brother,
snap
bro.
Out.
But I do love him. And
I slap him.
Bro, brother.
Slap him across the face.
Brother, bro. No. Lick the blood with me, brother, bro.
Don't lick the blood.
I gotta lick it with
don't
him.
Lick the blood.
All right.
Same time.
We're bros, though.
No.
Ready? Yeah, let's lick it.
No, don't lick.
One, two, three.
Oh, Mike.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Kind of sour, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything new from that?
It's human.
Alyssa, you want to bite?
So, no. No.
All right.
Do it with him.
No to both of you.
I bat my eyelashes at Alyssa. Babe. Baby bro.
I'm immune.
Bro,
wife.
Bro,
wife.
Come on, wife, bro.
Bro.
All right. Okay, we've had our meal. I shake the blood off.
Meal.
I pocket the dagger.
You pocket the dagger.
And I realize I've got so many weapons. I have a scimitar, right?
You have a scimitar. You have a long bow. You have a short bow. You have a dagger. You now have a bone dagger. You have your horse femur.
You have a saber. You have a sawed-off shotgun. You have a grenade launcher. You have napalm.
Realizing how encumbered I am and how stealthy we need to be, I take my short bow. I take the scimitar and I take the daggers. And I just chuck them in the water.
What?
I'm like, someone will find those. Someone who will need them more than I. I've got my water bow. I've got long bow. I've got my bone, which is not in great shape. It went through some lady's sternum. And now I've got this cool knife. I think I'm good.
Maybe we could sell some things that we don't need.
Weapons that you have discarded, you toss and they land with a heavy thud in the bog. And they begin to sink down into the muck.
I should say, the bow I discarded was not water bow.
Correct. Yeah, I assume okay. So, yeah.
All right.
I mean, I'm not even going to reprimand you because it's too late now. Those are gone forever.
They are.
I didn't think we could sell. We don't have time to sell. We got to go to this lady's house and kill her. We got to be stealthy and quiet.
We could always sell later.
That's
maybe
true.
We survive the killing this lady.
Should I have, put them in a safe place and come back for them? Is that what you're...
Have you ever heard the story of the squirrel and the other guy?
I would love to hear it.
You both are distracting us. We have gone 10 feet into this bog in an hour.
Listen,
10
I'm
feet.
Stealthy. I can move around more freely. I'm not clinking around.
Look at him. He's moving
noise.
Great. He's full of blood.
Look at me. Can you even hear this? Look how quiet I am. You just hear so much metal clanging.
So stealthy.
See, I'm nimble and I'm quiet.
Okay. Let's... keep moving.
Let's keep moving. But maybe a travel song to lighten the mood to the eventual murder.
Okay. Mm.
Moving right along.
Okay.
Footloose and fancy free.
Mm-hmm.
The one from the Muppets? Do, 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 do. All right, that's fine.
And now here's a transmission from your world.
A hard-fought battle today.
Oh, yes. My steel hasn't tasted blood like that in ages.
The screams, I fear, will haunt my dreams tonight.
Oh, yes. A good-fought one she was. But my body is racked from the cold winds, and the stench of the bodies plagues me so.
Care for some oolong tea?
Ah, yes, that would be lovely.
And maybe we'll light a little candle.
Ooh, a scented candle?
Yes. Firelight Fables has carefully curated scented candles fit for any warrior after a fierce battle.
Mmm, a scented candle does calm me so.
And they're crafted with non-toxic fragrances like essential oils and a natural coconut apricot wax, which means they're soy-free.
A healthy alternative.
Made by a true dungeon master for all who love battling like us.
One would almost say they whisk you away to a magical world built with high fantasy.
And listen to that woodwick crackle.
This tea is delicious.
Visit firelightfables.com today and treat your nose to something magical.
Now back to our regularly scheduled programming. Okay, everybody give me a stealth check, por favor.
Yes, sir.
Please, please, please.
Can I roll with advantage since I just got rid of all my stuff?
No, you can't.
Shut up.
Oh, damn it, then I got a 2.
I got a 17.
14.
All right, it averages out for you guys to move fairly stealthily through the bog. And you've been walking for about an hour, hour and a half at this point. And you start to hear the branches of trees beginning to snap. And there is a muffled voice. Wait, no, it's two muffled voices. And they seem to be arguing with each other. And as you continue on for about 100 more feet or so, a large, giant humanoid comes lumbering into view with a very discernible feature in the fact that it has two heads. And the two heads seem to be arguing with one another.
God. And what does it sound like, Dalton?
I think we go this way. No, I think we go that way.
Can you keep going with the conversation? Because we're just, like, standing to the side and listening.
Yeah.
Keep going.
No, I told you, we turn at Crooked Tree. We haven't passed Crooked Tree yet. We go Shiny Rock.
And this keeps going as I assume the three of you are staying back and watching this exchange.
Yeah. Can you give us more, though? Because we're going to talk on the side while these guys are doing it.
You just want me to keep going while you guys have a side conversation?
Keep going, please. Yeah.
No, I told you, we turn by Crooked Tree.
Okay.
We have not you see these seen guys over here? Shiny Rock yet,
I don't think so we have to blunt force this. Way. I think we can pretty much just sneaky snake snake.
I agree. I don't think we could blunt force it. So, yeah.
Good point.
No, yeah, so let's just mosey on past.
But we gotta be careful. We have two heads.
While you guys have had this conversation, the large two-headed creature has turned from a verbal altercation into a physical altercation.
Definitely, we need
don't
to
get in the middle
they
of that.
They are swinging. Each side is swinging the left arm towards the right. The right arm swinging towards the left side.
Stand still so I can hit you. No, you can't hit me. I hit you.
You know what? This seems like a family dispute. I think we should just...
These are their two private heads. It's their two private fight. Exactly. I think... Let's just, how about this? Decent idea. It's a little Scooby-Doo-esque. Mm-hmm. Let's take these reeds that are sticking out of the swamp, of course, put them in our mouth, kind of breathe through them, bubble, 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 and we kind of swim underneath.
Ew, I don't want more muck on me, though.
Oh, you're already dirty.
Here's the thing, dude, there are crocodiles swimming. What if we get eaten by crocodiles?
We're already in the place where the crocodiles are.
That's a very good point. Oh, you want to go submarine? I'll go submarine with you, dude.
Let's submarine it, bro. We've always wanted to do this. We've never found reeds big enough. We've never had a reason to. We've never been in a swamp. And now here we are. And it's our time to shine.
All the pieces are in place.
Everything. Fate is telling us that it wants us to do this.
You're right. Alyssa, we're already mucky. We're already gross. I say we just... It's for our safety. Right.
Alyssa smells like shit. Let's do it. Okay.
All right. Give me a survival check to see if you can find reeds that will work for what you want to do.
18.
All right, rolled in.
Okay.
8.
12.
Okay. Thanks to Andrew and his affinity for the natural world, he was able to find reeds that will be sufficient for all three of you. Give me a stealth check at advantage to submarine your way past this two-headed giant.
16.
Also 16.
19.
Wow, look at that. With ease, relative ease, you guys pop the reeds into your mouth. You scuba your way through the muck, and you successfully sneak past this creature.
And they're still fighting.
They're 100% still fighting. They are now on the They are now on the ground rolling around with themselves. One of the hands is trying to push the other head down into the muck. It's becoming very violent.
Ooh.
I have so many questions for these two.
What does it sound like to us underwater?
Yeah. That's all you hear.
Thank you for
appeasing
me.
Doesn't sound like it's going well up there, guys.
Blub, 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 blub. We swim past and we emerge on, like, is there like a bank we can come up to?
You emerge on the other side. You find a semi-solid piece of ground that you can kind of pull yourselves up onto, and you can brush off some of the mud and the crud of the swamp itself.
Guys, I'm dirty. I'm dirty and I'm sore.
Hey,
I'm dirty and I'm sore.
It's all right.
That was a lot of swimming.
Oh, the swamp water tastes so bad. You guys drank it too, right?
How about just, you? Do you still have a little blood? Maybe you can just kind of rinse it out.
Do I have blood?
Yeah, do you have some leftover blood?
You want me to rinse out my blood?
Rinse out the swamp water in your mouth with blood.
Oh, that doesn't make any more sense to me, but...
It's a good joke. It was a good bit if you understood it from the beginning, but it's all cut now.
No.
I climbed the bank. I climbed the bank, and we're climbing that bank.
You guys climb the bank. You brush off the muck and the grime, and you continue walking for another hour or so. The swamp remains unchanged. You don't run into any more creatures. You see and hear natural swamp things. Like, you do see some frogs jumping in and out of the water, some turtles beaching themselves on some logs. But as you continue walking through, the trees become more and more sparse. And you can notice up ahead that the swampiness of the bog actually starts to fade and level off into more of a solid ground. Your footing is not as sunken in as you take your steps, and the stench of the swamp begins to lift a little. And up ahead in a clearing, you see a large wrought iron fence.
Oh boy. Like, as if there's like a residence there?
I don't know, you have to get closer.
I say, guys, there might be a residence there. That was the weirdest way to say there's a house there,
that is,
I think.
A very weird way to say that maybe someone lives there.
It's
yeah.
very formal. Where is
a domicile? Is that better? There's a domicile up the way.
That's perfect. Worse.
Okay, let's go see if maybe it's unlocked.
We can't go through the gate. That's what gates are for, is for coming through them. We have to lure. We got to get to a high point and scope it out. We got to scout it out. We can't just go in on the ground.
You're right. This isn't near sneaky enough.
I see, we find high ground and scout, right?
Mm-hmm.
I look for the... Is there, like, a hill that kind of goes around the fence, or is there...
So here's the thing. As you guys have traveled further and further and gotten closer to this wrought iron gate, you notice that there is not a tree around, and this land that it is on is completely flat. It looks as if it's completely different terrain than what you've just been traversing for the past two and a half hours.
Global warming.
Yeah.
The swamp used to go for miles. Go ahead.
Does it seem that beyond this new terrain, there's swamp again? Is this like its own little pocket of different ground? Mm. Or is it surrounded by swamp?
It is surrounded by swamp. It's almost like it's its own little pocket.
Okay, it's a little bubble. Okay.
Does the fence also kind of seem to go around?
Swamp Island.
The fence, as far as you can tell, from left to right, the fence continues.
Well, I think, Andrew, we're gonna have to go over the fence at some point.
We are gonna have to go over the fence, guys. This is why we drink blood. We have the energy. Let's post.
Did you feel better,
Andrew?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, I feel alive.
I feel strong.
Okay, here,
for once.
Andrew.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, I feel so good. It's like I'm on Kratom again. All right, here. Step onto. I put my hands down. Make a little pocket. Step onto the pocket. I'm gonna just pop you over.
Does this require any effort on my part? I don't know. I don't think I can climb it. How tall is this fence, Dalton?
So this fence is about 12 feet tall. If you guys are coming up to it and getting closer to the fence, you will notice that there is a gate to this fence. And above the gate, it says the Safe Haven Cemetery.
Say, hey, it's safe. You know what? I wanted to put you over like a cheerleader. Okay. Like you're on the top
Y'all
of the pyramid.
Y'all made fun of me.
But you know what? No.
For going, saying, let's go through the gate.
You still smell. And I just can't take your ideas seriously right now.
Wow.
You're usually so clean.
We all smell.
I say let's go through the gate.
What if it's ironically named? All
right, we're going through the gate.
All right, so you all go through the gate. Alyssa, since it was your idea, you lead the way for the boys as they follow behind you. And then, Alyssa, this is a note for you specifically. Andrew and Mike, you don't know that this happens. But, Alyssa, as soon as you pass through the gate, you get a very sharp pain in your head, like the most intense headache you have ever had in your life. But it's over in a second. It comes and it goes. But as soon as it goes, it leaves this bone-shaking chill in your entire body.
Oh, guys, I feel like a ghost just went through me.
Oh,
what?
Dude.
Do you guys feel that?
Are you okay? You look a little pale.
I just can't stop shivering, you know what
I mean?
I mean,
it's a little drafty in the swamp, for sure, but no, a ghost? No.
I don't like it.
It doesn't feel ghostly to me.
I look at Alyssa's pupils, or her, like, I, like, check her pupils for a concussion, because I know how to do that. You look at them, and if it says concussion, it's like one of those viewfinders from the 90s. You put the little card in. If you look into her eyes, it'll say what's wrong with her.
Okay.
It's like an engine light.
Andrew, give me a medicine check.
Oh, wait. Can I give him a little bardic inspiration?
Yeah, you can.
You should. I got a 12. That seems borderline.
All right, here we go. I twinkle my fingies and I say, Andrew, buddy, guess what? Dude, you can do anything.
Anything?
Because you can do anything with you in your life because you're brave.
Thank
and
you.
And you got a nice face and you have a sparkling personality. And I believe in you.
Dude.
And guess what?
Can I have a hug while you're fingying me?
I didn't like that line.
All right, yeah. I give you a hug, but I'm still
me while you hug me.
I'm still doing magic fingers behind you with the hug.
Oh my God, it feels good.
And
ticklish.
I say, I love you, and you could do anything, and I believe in you, baby boy.
Thank
you're
you
so good
much,
at what
Dad.
You do.
Thank you.
And you know what? Hey, guess what?
Yeah, what's
what?
Up?
Tell me your deepest dream. What's the dream that lies in your heart?
Honestly, right now, dude, I just want to go home to my family.
You know what I mean? You can go home to your family.
I don't want to go to a Taco Bell.
You can go to a Taco Bell.
Which Dalton's never had, and that should have been his uncontroversial opinion. But it wasn't. It's too late. We're out of the intro section now. And Mike, I'm scared.
You have the heart of a lion.
Thank you.
I give him a kiss on the head.
I love you, you big sexy silverback gorilla.
I love your scent. Okay, and you have bardic inspiration. One last kiss. One last kiss. And,
oh, another one?
And you have bardic inspiration.
Oh, God. Yep.
I look into... I take Alyssa's face to mine, and I peer into her pupils, and I'm just feeling around for magic with my feelers.
So make your medicine check, and if it's high enough, you'll get an Arcana check.
Okay, so I have advantage with this bardic inspiration?
You get to add a 1d6.
Oh, okay. So I got 12 plus 4. That's a number.
That's a number, for sure.
That some would say it was 16.
Oh, we're going to get a lot of shit. I feel like that's wrong, guy. This math stuff is hard. People are going to DM us. We got that wrong. But we'll go with 16, yeah.
16 it is.
16.
Right? 12 plus 4 is 16?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, I was...
All day long, it's 16.
Don't make me question it.
Don't.
Double check.
Don't do that to him.
16.
Don't do that to him.
No.
He struggles so hard. As it is.
We were theater majors.
Right.
We were. Mm-hmm. We were.
All right, Andrew, you rolled high enough on your medicine check that I am going to allow you to make an Arcana check, so make your Arcana check.
Okay. Please give me something nice.
We're going to find out if you're concussed, babe. I swear to God. I hugged Andrew long enough.
After all this, I got a 1. I got a critical fail.
Alyssa's fine.
And the...
Guys, Alyssa's good. Alyssa's good. I did it. I cured Alyssa
fine.
With my magic.
You're... Okay. I was really scared there, actually. Like, I could feel my heart pumping and getting all anxious. And
Andrew looked in your eyeball. You're good.
No, thank you, Andrew.
Don't be. Just breathe in. You know, we're at a safe haven graveyard, and nothing's wrong with you, and nothing's wrong with anything nearby.
Exactly.
Everything's safe.
Exactly. All onward.
Right. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Jeff Array.
Yeah.
Jeff Array.
What?
Get ready. It's time for the commercial.
Yeah, I know. I'm coming.
Jeff
Array,
what are you doing?
Do you want the song or not?
Jeff Array.
What?
Stop the music.
Oh my god!
If I didn't have student loans...
Anora's Realms Magic Shop has everything you need to be your best magical self, offering Waterdeep's largest selection of robes and hats for wizards of all shapes, sizes, and alignments. Wands, cauldrons, crystal balls, they've got it all. Your one-stop shop for all conjuration materials, including lizards, gizzards, and eyeballs. Now offering bulk nematodes. You've always wanted to dabble in sacrificial cult blood magic, right? Anora's offers over 30 different types of living critters, most of which are technically chihuahuas. They've got aisles for miles, offering a wide array of all those weird little spell component items no one even pays attention to. Sorcerers, wizards, clerics, even the burly fighters and cunning rogues can find something at Anora's Realms.
Anora's Realms, magic shop.
Now, back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Everything's safe.
Exactly. Onward.
So, as you guys all pass through the gate, there is one glaring thing about this cemetery that sticks out to you. There are no tombstones.
Okay.
It is a large, open plot of land that is covered, the ground is covered by a thin veil of fog.
Do you think just like no one's died yet?
I think maybe it's a healthy community. It's like Japan. They eat raw vegetables. They walk to work.
Like maybe they built this and just no one's died yet.
They're checking their macros. Nobody smokes. Nobody's died yet. And when they die, they bought this plot.
It says safe haven.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No one's going to die in a safe haven.
Exactly.
We're fine. Nothing's scary.
Oh, guys. I was spooked there for a second. I was like, is this some sort of ominous warning? Like, those who walk the safe haven graveyard will be in the graves. Like, we make up the graveyard. Like, they're going to kill us.
Right.
They're going to put us in the ground.
Right. Yeah.
We're okay. We're fine. It's safe haven graveyard, babe. Stop shaking. Mm-hmm. You're shaking so much. You don't...
As you guys are lulled into a sense of security inside the safe haven graveyard, you all turn to walk back towards the gate where all of you came from, since there doesn't seem to be anything happening in this particular graveyard. And as you turn to go back out the gate, the gate is gone. And instead you are looking at three tombstones.
All right.
Ooh. With a fresh plot dug in front of each of them.
Mike, you have the worst direction. You took us in the wrong way.
I did.
We got all turned around, Zed.
Yeah.
It's the fog. Mike, you just hike me over the fence like the first plan, right? We don't need a gate.
Mm-hmm. Right. We don't need a gate. Obviously, we got a little bit turned around here. So, Andrew, if you could go ahead. I got the hands
cupped. Hold on. I out of respect, I like to, you know, respect and see who's dead. And I walk over.
I love to respect and see. Mm-hmm. Let's see who's dead. Let's pay our respects.
Let's just respect so good.
Let's see who's dead.
Let's pay our respects.
So, Andrew, you walk over. And you run into the grave plots first, because of course they are however large grave plots are. I don't know what, 6x4?
Oh, yeah.
And you can tell that there are three freshly dug graves. And sitting 6 feet down in the ground are three coffins that are open with the lids laying to the side. And above each of these three grave plots are three smooth granite headstones. And you look, and your eyes go from one to the other to the last, and you see Mike's name, Alyssa's name, your name.
I don't mean to freak out, but those names are our names, and I think maybe...
I know they're our names, Andrew. We have very unique names, all of us.
Oh, God.
Okay? Those are our plots.
Is this like a glimpse into the future? Like the Ghost of Christmas future?
Maybe we did something wrong. Like Ryan Reynolds in that movie that was on Apple TV Plus. And we have to figure out, it was a retelling of Scrooge.
Like the Family Man, right?
Will Ferrell was in it. Yeah, it was basically Scrooge. He did something wrong. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was a modern version of whatever Scrooge did wrong in the old
tax evasion.
And there was
insider trading, yeah.
There was music, and it was a big production. And it was a very large budget. And maybe you did something that Ryan Reynolds did. What did you... Have you slighted anybody karmically?
Not intentionally.
Well, there you go. You fucked us.
Thanks a lot, Alyssa. Thanks a lot.
Oh, my God.
Thanks
gosh.
A lot. Now our parrot's going to die.
I'm sorry. I'm talking so much because I'm reeling. I'm hyperventilating.
I'm scared.
Are you guys getting enough air in your bodies?
We got to get out of here before this becomes real, right?
I just can't get enough air in my body.
Guys, this is just the witch messing with us again.
I don't know.
You notice how she hasn't touched us? She's scaring you with dreams. She's scaring us with these coffins. But nothing's actually happening.
Alyssa, as you say, nothing's actually happening. You hear the sound of the iron gate opening. And if you turn back around, the gate is now on the opposite side of where you came in. And the doors and the gate doors have swung open, revealing the swamp on the other side.
Oh, thank God.
See, it's letting us out.
We're good.
There we go.
Okay.
Let our guard down and go that direction. But
yes,
briskly.
Exactly.
Whatever you did, we fixed it.
Okay. Let's walk towards the gate.
Cool. You guys start walking towards the gate. Andrew and Mike, you pass through. But Alyssa, as you go to make a step past the threshold, that same searing pain hits your head again, but this time radiates through your entire body, doubling you over in pain. You are in so much agony that the thought of taking another step seems impossible to you.
Alyssa!
Dalton, do I see this?
Yes, you both see this.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Alyssa, are you okay? Alyssa, what's wrong?
I can't move.
Yeah, you can. Come on. Grab her, Mike. Come on.
I go back no, in the gate. No, don't touch me.
Okay.
She doesn't want to be touched, Andrew. Leave her
I'm back
alone.
In the gate.
The closer to the gate I get, the more it hurts.
Okay, just run through. Like, can you just take a running start? We got to break out of her magic. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'll try.
Okay. All right,
I
together.
Take a few steps
ready?
Back. Okay. One.
One, two, three.
Three, and I run.
Alyssa, as you run through the gate, snap! Your leg breaks in two, and you crumple right in front of the gate, right before you can cross back into the swamp, and the agony, the pain is searing. And as you lie on the ground in pain, you hear a whisper in the back of your head.
Alyssa. Alyssa, come home.
I'm sorry, did you say her leg snapped in half?
And her leg snapped in half.
Is it off of her body? Or is it like the
no,
bone
no,
is
it's
broken?
The bone is broken. The bone is broken.
Oh my God. Oh God. Oh God, Mike.
Alyssa. Alyssa, come home.
We gotta do something, Mike. We gotta do something. Come on, we gotta.
No, hold on. Okay, you know what this is? This is another
mind
game, man.
It's not
this
real?
I don't think it's real.
It feels really real.
My jaw felt really real, too.
But the feelings are imagined. It's all in our heads.
It could be another dream.
Yeah. Your leg, the gate, the graves, it's all the same thing. The pain is in your mind, Alyssa, and if you just run through that gate right now and believe that your leg can walk, it'll fix itself.
I don't believe my leg can walk.
We believe it. We both believe it.
You have to stand.
I believe it. I totally believe it.
Help her up. Okay, help her up, Andrew.
Wait. No, wait. So you're telling me you do not see my leg?
Your leg.
I see your bone. There's pooling blood.
Okay, I lied.
Underneath.
We see the leg. All right, I lied. I lied, but it was for your benefit because my working theory was if I get you to believe that we don't see the leg, then you'll believe that it's in your head, and then the magic.
I think we're past it.
Let's get you to your feet. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get you to
grab a potion, Alyssa. Can't you cast your magic on yourself? Fix it. Ask your god or something.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, I forgot because I'm in searing pain.
Let's join our hands in prayer.
Okay,
let's join
grab
our
hands
in prayer.
Like you're giving birth. That's weird.
Hold on.
Push.
Okay.
Push your magic.
I focus my magic. I focus my magic on my pendant. But first I do detect magic. I want to detect what kind of magic this is that's on me.
Okay. Alyssa, you cast detect magic. And instantly, you are flooded with the heavy feeling of necrotic energy. It is everywhere.
Oh, no, I don't like this, guys.
I know, it's gonna hurt.
No, I don't think this is an illusion. I don't think this is... I think this is real. I think this is real magic. This is real painful magic. It's magic
okay,
to hurt.
Okay, well, fix yourself and then we'll find a way out. We'll find another way out.
Okay. I put my hands on my leg and I try to cure the wound.
Alyssa, as you go to place your hand on your leg and try to cast cure wounds, almost as if your fingers are being peeled back from your hand, curl away from your leg, and one by one you hear the snapping and breaking of each finger as they curl back, almost touching your wrist.
Shit.
And Alyssa, you hear that same whisper.
Alyssa, don't try and fight it. It's time to come home.
I'm assuming there's like an invisible force, so I pull out that dagger I found in the tree with the blood on it. I pull it out and I start just kind of slashing the air around Alyssa to see if there's a creature there.
You pull out your dagger, you slash at the air. All of your efforts, however, are in vain because they do not make contact with anything.
I look to Alyssa and I reassure her really quickly and I say, Alyssa, it's okay. We're going to find what's doing this and we're going to stop it. And I look around Dalton and I try to sense where this magic is coming from, like the origin of this magic.
Give me an Arcana check.
14.
You get a sense that there is not one specific point that this is coming from, but the negative energy is all around you. Alyssa, you hear the whisper once again.
Alyssa, don't try and fight it. You know what has to be done. It's time to go home.
And with your detect magic spell still in effect, you are able to figure out that the source of this whisper, not necessarily the magic, but the source of this whisper is coming from your open grave.
I'm just whimpering at this point, just in so much pain.
It's gonna be okay.
It wants me to go.
To go where?
Into the grave. It wants me to go into the grave.
Going into the grave is not gonna happen.
I run over to the grave and I'm gonna try to destroy it.
Andrew, you run over to the grave, and what are you going to do to it?
I just kind of want to, like, knock it over, you know?
Okay, yeah. So give me a roll to hit the grave. Just give me a straight d20. It's an improvised attack.
15.
Cool. Give me a 1d4.
2.
Cool. You go to Spartan kick this tombstone with all of your might, but it's like kicking a brick wall, and the shock wave that reverberates back into your leg and into your knee racks you with pain, and you take 2 points of damage.
Don't say any bad words. Don't say any bad words.
Andrew, are you okay? That's it. Andrew, get over here. We're dragging Alyssa out. We're getting out of this fucking graveyard.
Her other leg could break. We can't drag her out. I limp over to you.
No.
What are we going to do? Just stand here? We got to change something. Shit started breaking when we came into the graveyard. Let's get out of the graveyard.
Okay, wait. You stay here with Alyssa.
Move.
You watch her.
I don't want to move.
I'm gonna look around this graveyard for any more clues.
Okay.
Okay. I run around. Well, I'm limping now. I limp around. Is there anything else besides those three graves?
The only thing in this cemetery is the gate that you came in, the three of you, and the three empty plots in the center.
Guys, I kind of run back over and I'm like, guys, this is it. I mean, we obviously can't leave. There's obviously dark magic here. I think this sounds crazy, but maybe the only way out is down.
I don't know anymore. I just want the pain to stop. I just want it to stop.
Alyssa, it doesn't matter what happens next. If you want to go in that grave, I'll go with you.
But what if I don't come out?
Well, then we don't come out together. Andrew, you in?
I'm in. I mean, yeah, we each jump into our own little grave, and maybe we break our legs some more. At the worst. Or, I don't know. But I'm in. Because there's no other way out.
Will you help me?
I take Alyssa's arm and I hoist her over my shoulder and I like carry her to the grave. And we all go together.
You do so.
We're all standing on the edge of our own graves?
Yeah, so you are making your way to the center. It goes Mike's grave, Alyssa's grave, Andrew's grave. The three of you are standing in the middle, so you're looking down at Alyssa's open casket, and Alyssa, you hear the voice,
That's it. Time to go home.
Fuck you. And I look up to the sky, open my arms, and I just fall in.
As you fall in to your open grave with a heavy thud, the lid to your coffin closes instantly and latches. Mike and Andrew, you hear an audible click, and you know in your soul that that coffin is sealed. And all of a sudden, as if on its own, by some sort of magic, the dirt on either side of the open dug plot begins to fill back in on itself until it is nothing but a solid piece of ground.
Mike, I know, but I think maybe it could be like a portal somewhere safe, right?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't know.
This is a big leap of faith, Andrew. I mean, we could just all get in these caskets and actually be buried alive and die. There could be no other option here.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know, what do you want to do?
Mean,
do you want to risk it and just go into these caskets and maybe die? Or do you want to try to figure out another way out of here? I mean,
no, I want to do it. I want to do it because we've almost died so many times. And Alyssa's in there. And if we're going to do it, we're going to do it together. Right?
Right. Okay.
I love you, buddy.
I love you, too.
I give you a hug, like a really big embrace. Like it's the last time I'm going to hug anyone.
I love you, Andrew. No matter what, dude, too, buddy. We're in this together.
Guess I'll see you in hell.
You both
save
go.
Save me a seat, buddy.
You both go to lower yourselves down into your individual coffins. But unlike Alyssa, the lid does not shut automatically by itself. It does not lock in place. The dirt does not fall down on top of you. You are laying in a wooden box, staring up at the sky covering the swamp.
Nothing happens?
Nothing happens.
Okay.
Mike, are you dead?
Any minute now. I'm not dead yet. In a minute, I'll be dead.
Yeah.
Just give it.
It seemed to happen really fast for Alyssa. Maybe it's like from our point of view, you know what I mean? It's just faster.
I know, but like maybe hers was fast and ours is slow. Give it a minute, we'll be dead.
What do you think it's going to be like dying?
Silent.
Yeah.
I imagine silent.
Yeah.
You know, dark.
Fun.
And here it comes.
Yeah, I feel it.
I'm starting to die.
It could be placebo, but I think I feel death. Yep.
Part of me is dead already.
Oh my god. I want to die now.
I sit back up and I kind of climb back out and sit on the edge with my feet in the grave. And I'm
Andrew,
like,
don't do that.
I don't know, Mike. Maybe we have to kill ourselves or something. I don't know. I got these fire guns.
I don't know. If you want to kill yourself, I'll kill myself with you. I swear to God I will. But do you want to try laying back down and maybe give it another minute? Because maybe it's like...
You're right.
You know, like when you eat an edible and it doesn't necessarily kick in and then you eat another edible and then you're too
Ooh,
high.
Been there. Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We could be that, but dead.
You're right.
So maybe we just try to die.
And just in the grave?
I think I'm dying a little right now. If you get back in...
Technically, you're starving to death because you're not eating right now.
There you go.
Okay, I get back in and
lay
down.
Proving my point already. Here it is. The long sleep.
Alyssa, as the door to your coffin shuts, in almost that same instant, you are opening the door to your apartment. You walk in, and there's Mike sitting on the couch, ready to welcome you from a long day home at the office. There's Augie and Laz, and you are filled with so much warmth, so much joy, so much happiness, a euphoria that you have never experienced in your life.
It's over? I'm home?
Did you know that taphophobia is the fear of being buried alive? And that the likes of Edgar Allan Poe, Hans Christian Andersen, and Alyssa Suzanne Adair all suffered from this psychopathological fear? But she should be fine, right? Right? Oof, let's hope so. If not, this podcast could go down very quickly if the boys are left unchecked. So tune in next time when our new episode drops on March 7th, and let's find out together if Mike will be able to collect on Alyssa's life insurance policy. In the meantime, be sure to rate, listen, and review. And remember, all you undertakers and grave robbers, keep the volume up, the dial tuned in, and always say yes to adventure. Have enough, kids.
I don't know, guy. We can't come through the gate. That's what gates are for, is for coming through them. We have to lure. We got to get to a high point. And scope it out. We got to scout it out. We can't just go in on the ground.
You're right. This isn't near sneaky enough.
I say we find high ground and scout, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is aside from what we're doing.
Yeah.
But can you say lure again?
Lure.
You say lure.
Lure. Lure.
It's too
lure. Hold on. I have to think about it because now I don't know how I say it. Hey, I'm you say fishing. Lure. I need to go buy lures. Lures.
He said it right lures. That time.
Now you say it. Now you're saying it the right way now.
Mike, say werewolf.
You got a cup. Hey, listen, I fixed it, okay? It took me time, and it took focus, but I fixed it. Werewolf.
Okay.
Let's go.